On the second hole, the greenskeeper was moving pipe across the fairway, and play had been halted.
Let's wait over there where we can talk,
suggested Charlie, pointing to a bench off by itself under a tree. So you're going to tell me how to have satisfied customers, ventured the area manager.
No way,
said Charlie.
No siree. A satisfied customer doesn't count these days. Now, back when I was starting out in the service department, a satisfied customer meant something. Not today. Today, you need raving fans. You have to create raving fans to be successful.
I'm afraid I'm lost, said the area manager.
Of course you are,
agreed Charlie.
No reason not to be. You're totally clued out. If you weren't, I wouldn't be here. Now, here it is in a nutshell. Service is so awful, customers expect to be abused. Cold food in restaurants, dirty public washrooms, late deliveries, lost orders. It's all normal. Bottom line, people expect bad goods and rude service. Give them junk, and they're not surprised. As long as the abuse isn't any worse than they expected, they'll be back for more. Do a survey, check it out, and they'll say they're satisfied. Satisfied customers. Ha! Satisfied sheep, that's what I call them. The service at your company should be so good. Your customers are a revolt waiting to happen.
The fairway had cleared. Charlie stood up and began to reach for his driver.
What I want you to see is that just having satisfied customers isn't good enough anymore. You don't own these customers. They're just parked on your doorstep and will be glad to move along when they find something better.
After the area manager hit a poor shot, Charlie stepped up to the tee. His drive this time was straight and long. In fact, it went further than the area manager had ever seen a drive go on this hole. Wow! That was some shot.
You don't play in the Immortal Masters for a century without learning a thing or two. Now, if you really want to own a customer, if you want a booming business, you have to go beyond satisfied customers and create raving fans.
Sounds good to me. How do I do that?
That's what the three magic secrets of creating raving fans are all about.
Great. When do I learn them?
Whoa, not so fast. We've got weeks for that, and I've got time for more golf. You just think about what I've told you so far, and we can discuss it some more after the 18th hole. Now let's play golf.
The area manager spent the rest of the game thinking about what Charlie had said. He had to admit, it made sense. Good sense. Service everywhere was awful. So bad, in fact, he had to admit that he, too, was easily satisfied. His expectations were low, and his standard of what was acceptable was low. What had Charlie called his company's customers? A revolt waiting to happen. He could identify with that. Then the area manager considered the idea of a raving fan. Imagine a customer so pleased that he became a raving fan. As they walked off the 18th green, Charlie said,
Thanks for the game. I really enjoyed that. I know you're anxious to learn the three secrets. Let's shower, and then we'll get started.